I'm Dan Clufstead. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee will begin considering two articles of impeachment against President Trump today. Northern Illinois Congresswoman Sherry Bustos says introducing articles of impeachment isn't a task she relished.
This is a bad day for our country. It's a bad day for democracy. And, I sure wish that we weren't at this point.
Bustos says neither Democrats nor Republicans went to Washington to impeach the president. The articles charge Trump with abuse of power and obstruction of Congress after he asked Ukraine to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden's son, Hunter, last summer. Trump's administration also blocked officials from testifying in the Democrats' impeachment inquiry and withheld requested documents. The president tweeted he believes he'll get a fairer shake in the Republican-controlled Senate. In other news, a pair of credit rating agencies issued warnings Tuesday on the finances of the state of Illinois and its largest city. Brian Mackey has more.
Moody's Investors Service looked at whether America's 25 biggest cities are prepared for a recession. Among them, just two were rated notably weaker than their peers, Detroit and Chicago. Moody's sees positives in Chicago's diverse tax base and its broad power to raise taxes, but it warns that high debt and pension costs leave Chicago one of the cities least prepared for a near-term recession. Meanwhile, Fitch Ratings identified Illinois among three states to watch in 2020. Voters will be deciding whether to change Illinois' flat income tax into a graduated tax, where the wealthy pay a higher rate. Fitch says if the constitutional amendment passes, it'll be watching what Illinois does with the extra money. And if voters say no, it wants to see how the government copes with structural budget problems. I'm Brian Mackey.
The Illinois State Board of Education submitted its proposed rules for how schools can restrain students who exhibit dangerous behavior. The rules seek to protect children and faculty from outbursts, but ban the use of prone restraints except as a last resort. They also ban the practice of locking such students in timeout rooms by themselves. The rules were drafted in response to a report last month by the Chicago Tribune and ProPublica that found public schools were misusing timeout rooms. The rules will be open to public comment until February 4th. I'm Dan Clufstead.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. A Southern Illinois congressman says articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump are a political stunt, and he won't support them. Republican Mike Bost of Murfreesboro says Democrats are ignoring facts and using the impeachment process as a political tool. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced on Tuesday that her chamber would pursue two articles of impeachment, one for obstructing Congress and another for abuse of power. A committee vote on the articles could come this week. The full House could vote before Christmas. A statewide commission that will make recommendations to the Illinois governor and state lawmakers on policies for young people has a representative from Southern Illinois. Sherry Crabb is CEO of the Family Counseling Center, serving on the Youth Budget Commission. She says it's important to have stakeholders like her and youth themselves on the commission, since a 2018 report shows just 8% of the state budget goes to people from age 8 to 25.
25% of our state population is within this age group of 8 to 25. I think it's very important to make sure that we're focusing on, you know, budgetary lines and legislative decisions on how we can enhance youth and young adults in our community.
Crabb says the commission will start working on the 2019 report, or SCAN, to determine how the state is addressing the needs of young people. She says the commission is expected to meet every other month. Carbondale police are looking for the public's help in identifying suspects involved in a retail theft on December 3rd. It happened around 5 p.m. at Dick's Sporting Goods in Carbondale. The suspects are pictured on our website. I'm Jennifer Fuller.